Hey, everybody. Welcome. I thought that I might have a co-host today, but I won't, except for what we'll have to do instead is see what happens when I rent a friend.
You're not gonna say it, somebody should. Let's talk about two time. Let's talk about bum one, yeah. You're asking the questions that nobody could. Like, where are the bone dogs and are they in harmony? Do-do-do-do, you're a helpful snowman. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another show. Well, we will technically not finish on Friday, but we'll be pretty close. So that's something. Today, I have something very special for you. And it's this. There's a little something on YouTube called Rent-A-Friend. The description is all in French. But basically what it is a video of a guy who you just kind of talk to. This is like an old school thing. This is like a found footage thing. So it's like just some jack off who, if you were so fucking lonely, you could get a VHS tape and interact with this person. And it's like, well, I have like a friend, you know, my rent a friend. So you could rent this video, I guess, at Blockbuster if you're like, I'm sad enough to rent this from a human being. I mean, this is the kind of thing, you know, they say, like, especially when Kindles and stuff took off, that romance was like a big hit, and a lot of it, and erotica and stuff, and a lot of that had to do with like, well, no, you don't have to sit there reading a book where like a dinosaur is fucking a lady on the front. By the way, all this Kindle erotica stuff, everyone I've read so far, a little more rapey than I like. And I get the historical perspective on that. It's like, oh, well, if in a romance, if the lady is being kind of raped, then it's like not consensual and therefore she's not complicit in it. So it's like, okay, somehow in that way, in the realm of romance. But I like to think about it this way. Fuck that shit. I read one about a leprechaun and it's having sex with a lady. And it pretty much rapes her. And it's just like, couldn't they just do consensual? Couldn't she be like, well, I never thought I'd be attracted to a leprechaun, but it's a fucking magical creature. So who would have guessed? Who would have thought? I wouldn't have, but here we are. So anyway, that comes around to, so rape in modern erotica, huh? So, okay, you would have to rent this at the video store. You know, if Redbox had this, it's like, well, who's gonna fucking know? I'm gonna rent a friend and nobody will know. By the way, Redbox, get porno. Okay? Obviously. So, without further ado, let's go ahead and check out Rent a Friend. So, I'm gonna try and describe what's going on. I'm hoping, I didn't really watch most of this. I'm hoping that the oral will sound, you know, I'm gonna basically treat this friend like a co-host of this show, but I may have to like stop and describe what's going on from time to time. I already fast forwarded or viewed the, the fucking Sam Adams commercial. So don't let that go by. Why is every commercial? It seems like every commercial now, if it's for like a dude product, is a guy who's trying to sound like Jim from The Office. He's just like, blah, blah, Sam Adams, you know. Okay, we all want to be Jim, don't we? That's our secret dream, is to be Jim, tall, in an office, etc. I'm hearing this noise that I hope you guys aren't hearing. It's like a car or something. Okay, let's rent a friend. Let's do this. FBI warning. Don't reproduce, distribute, and exhibit these motion pictures in any medium. Uh-oh. Ruh-roh. Besides, it would really be a major disappointment to rent a friend if you did, so don't. All right, this is already going well. I'm expecting some shitty music. It's a blank screen right now. Nothing's happening. Okay.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm seeing just a license plate from Illinois, a watch on a table, a book. I'm seeing like a coffee table. A bunch of Chicago shit. I don't know why Chicago is like the apparent theme of my new friend. There's a videotape. There's what looks like a bottle of poison on his desk. Are you a blockhead? Are you a boombox? Well, my new friend likes music. That's a plus. Oh, there's a hand on the boombox, keeping time with the music. Look at this motherfucker. Oh my god. Okay, he's wearing one of the worst sweaters I've ever seen. I have a blanket that looks like this sweater, kind of. You know, it's nice when someone's making a sweater if they can decide on like two or three different patterns to have instead of not deciding and just having a bunch. He's awkwardly bobbing to the music and looking at me like, hey, he just gave me a little wave there, and he's sitting in a shitty looking blue chair. He's like really jamming to this music. And he's like, hold on.
Hi.
Oh, here we go. Hi.
I'm Sam, and basically I'm here because...
He's shifting.
I want to be your friend.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Terrible.
Great. I'm in a really good mood, and I hope you're feeling good too, because this is really neat. I mean, I've been looking forward to this moment for quite some time.
I'm sure.
I'm honest with you here.
Thank you.
I'm just so happy that you decided to put me on today, because it's just so exciting for me. You know, it's like,
it's exciting for me too.
It's really here. It's happening, and here we are, and it's just going to be neat. Okay, so we're going to have some fun and play around together. And okay, well, just follow my lead then. All right, just follow me, and just relax. I'm going to try to relax a little bit too here.
I'm nervous too.
You should know. I understand that this might be a little different for you. Having me talking to you like this. I mean, it's odd, I guess. And
it's a new low.
And you should know that it's strange for me too. Okay, this is not something I do every day.
As long as it's a low for you too.
I've never done it before, so we're exploring together.
This is getting sexual here.
Together. And
right off the bat, sexual.
Spontaneity is a real big part of
spontaneity.
Friendship. So let's just wing it and have a ball. What do you say?
Sounds good, Sam.
Hot diggity dog. What's your name?
Okay, this is over. I'm Pete.
Yeah. You know, I see that.
This guy's really definitely trying to fuck me.
That is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, at least I think so. You've heard that before, haven't you?
Sure. Yeah, Sam, of course I have.
No, it's just something about the quality of your face that is saying things to me.
What are you saying about my face, motherfucker?
Really fits in the picture. Really. Hey, do you mind if I take a look around your place a little bit?
No, yeah, go ahead.
Well, thanks. Great.
Check out the studio. He's leaning into the camera. Like he's looking around the room, smiling.
Oh boy,
it's creepy.
Nice place.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for that lie.
Hey, did you do that up there? Is that yours?
That's a signed picture of Lou Ferrigno as the Hulk. That's mine.
I'd really like to know where you got that.
Comic convention. Yeah.
Oh. See, I don't know if we have them in this part of the country. I'll have to check that out.
It was actually, at the Chicago Comic Con was the first time
what?
I saw it.
Okay. You've got great taste, if you don't mind me telling
Thank
you.
Thank you. Is it the thrift store banana eating lady or
this
the Banjo-Kazooie fan art?
I've got your face. I've got a name. And now I'm seeing where you live.
Yeah.
Oh. Magic, maybe, huh?
Yeah, it's happening.
This is great.
I'm hard, too.
I already knew I was going to like you just because you wanted to meet me.
Yeah.
I mean, that's plenty right there.
I was desperate.
That says a lot. I thank you for that, but there's a kind of intangible working here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. Let's just jump right in. Let me give you some information about.
All right. Okay? All right.
Something to go with this bug.
Yeah, I'm ready, Roy.
Born in Sam? New York, and I live in Chicago right now.
Yeah, I've no shit.
Quite a few years. Have you ever been to Chicago?
Many times. My family's from there.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I know. On the news reports, it's always the cold, snowy place. But it's a really beautiful city. You ought to.
Okay. This isn't working.
Let me go ahead and say I'm from Chicago. And if you notice lines of sorrow etched in my face, you may have guessed I'm a Cub fan.
I see what you did there.
Well, thank you very much for your sympathy. Thank you. You're funny.
No, you're funny. You're funny.
I don't know if I'm out of work right now. I'm between.
See, you're still funny. And, even funnier.
I've done a lot of interesting jobs, though, actually, in my time.
Male hooker, male escort,
bartender. Have you ever done that by any chance?
Fuck
worked
no.
In a restaurant.
I worked in a bar for
like
one day.
I know has been a bartender, waiter. It's like everybody.
Yeah.
It's a good experience, though. It's neat. It makes you.
No.
You learn how to get along.
It's horrible.
I did that for a while.
It's awful. That's why people don't do it.
In Chicago. And as you can see, I'm still alive to tell about it.
Yeah. I believe that might
be
true.
It was very interesting. I got to know the city rather well, and I met a lot of interesting characters, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do I talk now?
Well, yeah, there were moments that were a little scary, but overall it was all right, yeah.
Just tell me about it.
Oh, I was also a singing telegram, speaking of. I was a singing telegram man.
Yeah.
And speaking of scary moments, I think I was more terrified in that situation than I was ever in a taxi cab, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, I hear that.
But, those are just facts. Here are a couple of things about me that maybe you'll fill in a little bit.
Okay.
My nose is rather famous.
Uh-huh.
Let me illustrate for you. Watch this.
Oh, he's got a flattening nose.
Ooh.
He can flatten
it's
it like totally sideways on his face.
Did you know that?
Or flat down, straight down.
And my sister used to invite people over just to play with my nose and to bite my nose. Would you like to bite my nose?
Fuck no.
And also nose grease. Nose grease is, how
gross.
Should I say, very yeah. important to me. I don't know. I like nose grease, and I like to wipe it on glass.
You know, he's wiping it on the camera.
On your screen if I wanted to.
Grease from his nose.
But I'm not going to do that.
This is my new friend.
But, I mean, it's silly. You
he
know,
like,
you ever,
like, I like, I have a thing for nose grease.
How about this one? You ever do this?
He's smashing his face.
You ever do that one?
We are 7 minutes and 45 seconds into this, and he's out of material.
Oh, I feel like Pee Wee Herman. Forget I ever did that. I'm sorry. That's too.
How dare you?
But I mean, that's something that I used to.
How
do,
dare? This is date is over.
With a pliable face, you know, you can get away with murder.
Yeah.
I'm silly. Yeah, yeah. Well,
I can get away with murder.
Getting to know each
laugh.
Other. Hey, here's another big part of my life.
Do you like murder? I like
this
to murder.
This reflects a lot of years at my school, and this is my senior
okay.
yearbook.
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't know. Did you? You have a yearbook, right?
No, I didn't buy one.
Did they?
I
write,
thought it was a
you know,
scam.
Novels to you like this in your yearbook?
No, they just were like, "Stay cool." I signed your crack.
I don't know how well you can see this one.
I can't see anything.
It's like all these,
no one
like,
has signed these pages.
To you. Everybody's colors come out, you know. Boom! Knock myself a little bit here. Look at. I want to show you.
It's flipping through his fucking
a few
yearbook.
Important people in my life.
Great.
This time.
Yeah, don't bother marking the pages first. Just flip through them just, as slow as you'd like.
This is like a richness, a sea of embarrassment here. Mm-hmm. Hey, look at this. Here she is, my nemesis, Nancy.
Some
actually,
lady.
Nonsa. Very affected kind of name we gave her. But
good-looking.
I was infatuated with this one for
yeah,
like
no
five,
shit.
6 years. And never had a single date.
Ugh, nemesis.
And she wrote something mysterious in my yearbook, like maybe we should have gotten together. Hey, thanks a lot for telling me now, Nancy. I'll never see you again.
Now my new friend is reliving
probably,
a missed high school
this is
romance.
You, Nancy, how you doing?
This is going well.
Here's this is all right. Here's the main event. Okay. Now, I'm somewhere on this page.
There's like four shaggy-looking 1960s guys or something. Which one am I? Very good.
There
good
he
song.
Is. Yeah, long hair. I weighed about 220.
220?
Actually, I just kind of cut out a lot of junk, really. I used to be addicted to Hostess cupcakes, and I drank a whale of amount of Coca-Cola.
A whale of an amount of Coca-Cola.
Sugar kind?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it wasn't that tough. I mean, just cut those things out and stop eating third and fourth helpings. You'd be amazed what you can
masturbate 40 times a day. You'll drop a lot in lbs.
Here's another thing I used to do. I used to make this noise.
Jesus.
It's a noise that means I'm very excited and very,
Very
happy.
Okay.
And
I'd love
like
to hear
do it.
Do
it for you right now.
I would love that.
I mean, isn't that nuts?
I've known this man 10 minutes.
When I was a kid when I was doing this. This is the kind of noise.
10 minutes.
When my sister's dates would come to the house, they'd knock on the door. I'd run downstairs and be excited to greet them.
Naked, no pants.
Open the door, and they'd say, "Hi, is Mary there?" And I'd go, "No, no, no, no." And I'd just run.
And I would masturbate as fast as I could on the floor.
Yeah. Oh, and then the date thought that I was, you know, a disturbed child.
Yeah.
And as we all can tell, of course, I turned out pretty normal, I guess.
They cut a couple pentagrams into my chest, but I'm fine now.
You are funny.
Yeah, that was
a good one.
Huh?
I mean, we're all entitled to a little goofiness, I think.
Yeah, totally. That's
a
good point of view.
Tell me a little bit about you now. Like, where are you from?
I'm from Greeley.
That's a nice part of the country.
I've
been there. Yeah.
Disagree.
Well, yeah, once I took a bus tour, like, all over the country. I hit just about everywhere.
Yeah, on your murder spree, is that...
That's nice. So where do you live now?
Same place. I didn't move at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I've been there too.
Well, yeah, you were at the first one, so...
Well, I can't say I remember that much, no.
Yeah.
This was a few years ago.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, it's changed a lot. We have a Target now.
It's changed a little bit. I mean, I wasn't there that long, yeah.
Yeah, you may not have got to the Target.
Yeah. I had a move too. When I was about 11 years old, we moved from New York to Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
It was tough. It was traumatic.
Yeah, no, it's about you. This is all about you.
Right.
I moved like two blocks.
Any pets?
I have a cat. A really annoying cat.
I'm a cat person myself.
Good. Yeah.
Although I've got something here I want to show you. Something that's cruel. I want you to meet somebody. I want to introduce somebody. This, speaking of pets, this is Pluto, okay?
This is a stuffed dog.
And,
a hideous stuffed
Pluto.
Dog.
Say hi to my new friend.
God.
Pluto here.
I keep wondering when to screenshot this for the show,
and
it's a tough choice.
Crying. Very effective method of getting things, as you may recall as a kid. Yeah. I just cried for him. I was at a resort with my parents.
I was 28.
I was walking through this kind of arcade with my father, and there was a Wheel of Fortune kind of game going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Pat and Vanna weren't there, and the wheel works where whatever it lands on, you win, basically. You pay money to spin the wheel.
Okay.
My father's luck was so bad that he basically had to pay off the guy to get me the dog.
Yeah. Good story.
But, them's the breaks. I got the dog, and Dad's out $10. The start.
You just
of a
kissed it on the mouth.
Now this pup, he's great. He's been through a lot, of course.
Yeah.
I used to give haircuts in the neighborhood. You know, when I was a kid. I mean, 6 or 7 years old, and I was giving haircuts. I was maybe 9, giving haircuts to other children.
That's important.
In the neighborhood.
Thanks for
you
clarifying.
Can imagine how their parents felt about that. But they didn't realize that I had training. I'd already worked on Pluto.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he's had...
he looks like shit.
All through here and the like, he's... I've cut his hair, and it never grew back.
He looks like fried hell. Yeah.
He's taken a few shots.
I can smell him through the screen.
So he always bounces back. But he's real important to me. He's like family to me.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of family, tell me, I'm interested in your family.
Oh.
Tell me about your parents. I bet they're really neat.
Yeah, my dad's pretty neat. He's currently incarcerated.
I can tell looking at you.
Yeah, that he's incarcerated. Yeah, it's pretty obvious from my face.
Oh, come on. Come on, I mean that.
Yeah, no.
How about dad?
In jail, yeah. Father, dad, whatever you want. Yeah, no, answer the phone while we're talking. Oh, he just hung up the phone.
No, go ahead. Sorry about that.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Yeah, felony threatening of a judge or something like that.
My dad is about 72 now.
Yeah. And is he locked up or?
That's good. How about mom? What's she like?
She's okay. You know, I just told a story about her vibrator on the show a little while ago.
Yeah.
About putting her vibrator on my face when I was a kid.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
No, it's all right.
No. It was a personal moment.
I'd rather talk to you. I mean, they can call back.
Yeah.
No, they don't right now, but...
they're probably not going to tell you a vibrator on the face story, so... Yeah, I could see why you...
Talking about mom, yeah.
Yeah.
Yours.
Yeah, vibrator on the face.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We've all been there, right?
That's neat.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Was your mother overprotective by any chance?
Of her vibrator, or...
Is that somebody outside your place?
I think that's yours, man.
Sorry, it's like everybody's bent on interrupting us. Come on, why don't they leave us alone?
I don't know.
I think they're gone now. Go ahead.
How are we going to kill if we can't?
Yeah, overprotective, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not because I think you're overprotected. No. I'm thinking of my own mother and the kind of things. I always had to check in, you know, and do this and that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, one time I went camping for a whole weekend and didn't tell her where I was.
You mind if I show you some pictures? Oh, great.
Yeah, that's kind of visual for the radio, but...
Let me ask... Okay, you sure this is okay? Because...
It's not my preference.
You talk about your parents all night long, you know that.
Yeah, let's not do that.
All right.
Yeah, show me a picture.
Here's my mom, okay? That's her right there.
She's a handsome woman.
She's fun, she's a writer. We kind of look alike, maybe. Some people tell us that. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say so.
She's fun. She once found me writhing on the floor listening to The Who, and I had my headphones on, and she was really worried about me and said, "What are you doing? What's wrong? What's wrong?" And I said, "Mom, I'm just getting into the music." And she said, "It's not good to get that into the music." Okay, Mom.
Who's your mom,
and
Woody Allen?
Just total, pure, natural energy. But there she is, playing with dolls.
That's oh, God, she's like an old woman holding a naked Barbie.
She is wearing a hat indoors.
Oh, my God, what a psycho.
Do you do that?
Constantly.
Does your mom do that?
No.
We're just going outside. It's no big deal. Now, here's Dad, and he's got
old man in a chair
working there. Usually, though, he's got pictures or, not pictures, newspapers strewn all around there.
Yeah.
And
classic dad
he's
move.
A good guy. He likes jazz and blues records.
Ugh.
He's a real Muddy Waters fan, if you can believe that.
Ugh.
And
the only Muddy Waters I have come out of my butt.
We were playing baseball. I was a kid, and he was pitching, and I was hitting. And I hit a line drive, caught him right in the gut.
And then he
knocked him over.
Beat me with the exhaust. He broke off his car.
He fell down, actually. And I felt so funny. It was like instantly I felt like, oh, my God, I've killed my father. And then at the precise moment I felt that, I was thinking, hey, I'm a pretty powerful little guy. And then I felt guilty. It was like, ah!
Yeah.
Just like triple whammy.
We've
you know?
All been there when we nearly killed our fathers.
I don't know. Is there guilt in your family at all by any chance? No, I think I... Yeah, well, I mean, it's safe in assuming, yeah, because, I mean, everybody's family is you know, it's different.
The key is to not feel the guilt. To have
you
just push it down.
You can't talk to them about the thing because they're the ones who drive you crazy to begin with. That's why we got friends.
That's what families are for, right?
Yeah, anyway, let me. Speaking of kooky, here's my brother.
Again, ooh, that's his wife, God. Lee. Toothless hillbilly.
And he used to play a game with me. He's 10 years older than me. He used to play a game called Trees. And the thing was, he was the tree and I was the guy walking in the forest. And he fell over on me. And the object of the game was for me to get out from under the tree.
We were both naked and greased.
Yeah.
His brother looks like fucking Steve Avery.
He can't play Trees anymore with me, though, because we're about the same size. And my sister. Let me find her.
Oh, boy.
There she is.
Let's see.
She's around holiday time, so we're drinking again.
I can't even see her.
And that's a picture of me, actually.
Oh, she looks nice, except she's holding the Holy Grail from Indiana Jones.
Stork. He was my roommate in college, and he complained about my feet smelling. So I left him.
As a roommate?
Yeah, yeah.
Or dead in the bathtub?
Well, I didn't see his point, but he was in retrospect.
He didn't see his wiener.
I've cleared that up now.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with Mary, does it? But that's my sister, and she's fun. She used to tell me, as a kid, she used to tell me, Mommy's never coming home again. And that was her plot to get me to love her more than Mommy. I mean, does this sound like a Freudian novel or what?
Yeah, sounds horrible. It's fucked
okay,
up.
Okay, well, look, I'm feeling comfortable with you. I mean, I can share
yeah,
this
no,
stuff with you.
That's good that you feel comfortable enough to terrify me.
What about, I was going to say, what about your family? I mean, you've already, I want to hear more
totally.
About, say, you got any nephews or nieces?
Fuck no, are you kidding?
Yeah.
We're not reproducing. It's kind of like a Hitler's
line. Because I have a nephew and I have a niece. I've had one for a few years. I guess I don't have any pictures right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, who has baby
pets.
Pictures?
How could I forget? Dearest Putty. Dear Putty.
He's got a hilariously stoned looking cat. And he just kissed the back
this
of the picture.
This baby was with me from consciousness. The family cat until I was about 12 years old. And the thing I remember most about Putty is when we moved to Chicago and I had very few friends, later on in the afternoon,
there's a theme
school,
in your life.
I wanted nothing more than to go home and be with Putty.
Wow.
Isn't that a sad story?
It's horrible.
But I mean, it's true. I mean, I love that cat, but it's a happy story because I know Putty's in kitty heaven and everything's fine. So don't.
Yeah, no, that is a real place. Yourself. That exists.
In fact, I have a cat now. I told you I'm a cat person.
It's not just in outer darkness, which is like a hell.
I made a videotape of him. I did that because, that's nice of you. But he couldn't come. I mean, I couldn't bring him because every time he goes in the car, he thinks he's going to a vet.
Where are you? I thought you were at your house.
And it's unfair. You understand. It's too stressful.
Where am I?
Yeah, but I got him on videotape.
Is this Black Mirror?
I went to the camera and... Well, I think this is a good time now to put this tape on and show you a little bit of Bandit. I feel like I've been talking so much. I want to get something to drink, and I want to hear
I've
a
had
lot
a,
more
I've
from
had
you
a
when I get
beer
back. It's only
and they drink
a
really
minutes.
Quick.
Why don't you go get yourself a drink and
yeah.
like you're my host, right?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like I'm your host.
We only have 43 like, minutes of friendship. We should probably house. Waste time
Big
watching a cat video and
Big
getting a drink.
You know what that sounds like? Anyway, I'm just hacking around.
Jesus
Let's play
Christ.
This. I'll stop talking for a little
this
bit.
This guy wants to fuck me so bad.
And we'll have some fun. We're going to watch Bandit.
Just admit it. Just say you want to fuck. I hope that halfway through this video he's like, all right, well, I'm going to take my clothes off.
Let me put Pluto up here. He's going to watch a little bit, too.
Okay, the stuffed dog is watching a video. It's just on a crappy TV on a cart. And now the camera is pointed towards it. And the cat is possibly dead.
There he is.
This is the most poorly shot cat video I've ever seen in my life. It's like a black and white shitty tile, and the cat is staying perfectly still in his black, so you can't see anything. It's just kind of a fuzzy outline. Like, what am I doing? This is... You need to keep the guy on here because that's what makes me think, like, you have to keep it rolling. You can't just stop. You can't just be like, oh, okay. Well, now we'll just show... Now he's, like, playing it with a mouse with the cat. Oh, here's the cat. Facing the camera, at least. And it's like, I think I'm too fat and squat to play. The mouse is on his head and he's just like, no. I'm upset that I stood up. Now I'm going to sit.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, that was a horrible video.
Yeah. Look at that puss. Look at that big sniff. Oh, here's the comb. He loves the comb.
Yeah, I can tell by his unchanging, unwavering, demonic, gremlinous expression.
It's making me look bad, huh?
Yeah, kind of. Don't touch the TV screen with your finger. Okay? We talked about your nose grease already.
Now look at me. Look at me. There he is.
Come here, boy.
That's a good place.
We're watching a man watch a video of his own cat.
Oh, Pluto, how did you like Bandit, huh?
Yeah. I liked him a lot. I liked him.
Did you hear that? That was Pluto.
He's a good voice.
Oh! Did you get a drink?
No.
Cheers.
Yeah, that's a disposable cup. What are you drinking?
No, I like paper cups because I don't like washing dishes. Yeah.
Okay. That seems environmentally responsible.
Yeah, sometimes, sure.
Yeah.
But most of the time, paper cups for me. Hey, listen.
This is the most sad man.
You, okay?
Is this secretly to make me not sad because he's way worse?
This stuff out. A good thing to do with friends, I think, it really brings out the best, is to have a little competition. You know, play some games. Nothing too serious or anything, but...
not a fight to the death.
A great game. Look at, there's Mickey Mantle's autograph. You see that?
He just got a bunch of shit on his coffee. He's a hoarder, clearly.
This game is Blockhead.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever played Blockhead before.
No.
But it's a winner. Got this from my grandparents' house a long time ago.
Oh, well, that means it's for sure a winner if a fucking old person had it.
1954, this particular model, so we're dealing with antiques practically. And the object of the game is to build a...
He's dumping blocks on the table.
Little nose grease there.
Yeah, so good.
Build
more
a
nose
structure
grease.
Like this, and we'll go one at a time. And I'm going to... move down here a little bit where I can...
Yeah, get on the floor.
Close to the action.
That's not weird.
Ah. And what we're going to do here is... you tell me which piece you want me to play, okay?
Okay.
And
he's got different colored blocks. He almost dropped one.
See that one get away?
He did drop it off the edge of the table.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
And, I'm like a bull in a china shop, you know? It's like I'm always wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
Here's the blockhead.
Real wild man.
We're going to play the game. You'll tell me which one to play, and I'll play just as hard for you as I will for me. Promise.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Listen to this. Here's how to score. This is funny. The first time a player causes a pile to tumble, he is a square. The second time, he is a character. And the third time, my friend, he is a blockhead, and he's out of here.
So square is bad, character is worse,
I know,
blockhead
it's tough language,
is the worst.
It's a tough game. Now, what we're going to do, what I'd like to do is, we're both characters. Let's play like we're
this
both characters.
This is from 1954. It should have been more racist.
Spine tingling, I know.
If you tip it over the third time, you're a true N-word.
You'll pick it up.
That would
really
be what happened in the 50s.
Just pick one and let's play ball.
Okay, that yellow one.
This one?
Sure.
Or this one?
No, the yellow one, fucko.
Okay,
do the purple one.
Like this?
This is going well. Yeah, stand
so
it up straight.
It's going to be a tough game right from the start. Okay, good. That's a fine play. I'm going to...
Oh, so now he picks a block and he picks a tall yellow one. Like the good piece. They're like the good piece in Tetris. Oh, he got it.
It's your turn.
So now they're standing end on end, precariously. And he's showing me the blocks.
Which one?
Well, I can't... the pink one.
Huh?
The pink one.
Which one?
The... You bastard.
Oh, this one?
That's red.
No, you don't have to pick this one. I'm just playing. You want to? It's early in the game. What the heck? Okay.
All right. He's trying to stack it. Oh, successful.
All right.
Red cylinder. Now it's three blocks tall. He's drumming his fingers on the table.
The game
seems
is
like
live,
a good thing to do.
It's like ping pong. You know, you go three, volley for serve. Now we're for real here. This counts.
So he's picking a block. He's taking a lot of time. This is like playing a game with someone, which is horrible.
Watch this.
He's going to stack a yellow block on top of the cylinder. And he does it. Is this the noise you made when your sister's boyfriends came over?
Oh,
and you took your shirt off? I lactated a lot as a teen when my sister's boyfriends came over. I don't know why, but I used it to my advantage. Just pick one. Just fucking pick one.
No, I got all day. No, go.
What do I care?
Okay, this one?
Sure.
Which one?
Yeah.
Oh, with the round in it?
Yeah. Red. This is a horrible... You only made it like 30 minutes in before you're like, I can't really do a thing where any answer works.
Now I'm
who wrote this?
Very careful.
I'm watching a man. This is the worst thing. Like, you know what I think this video really does is convince you that you don't need friends. God, it's like, okay, this is why you don't want friends, because this is the kind of shit they do.
Table. It's almost fatal.
This is like when you went to a kid's house and he's like, do you want to play Zelda? And you're like, fuck yeah, I want to play Zelda. And he's like, oh, well, what I meant was, do you want to watch me play Zelda for like a really long time and you don't get to play? And then when you finally get to play, you have to play my little brother's guy, which is, like, not advanced. Oh, God, will you hurry up and lose the game?
Ah, I'm a blockhead!
No, you're not. You're a square.
I'm a blockhead!
You're a square. That's the first thing. You don't even... He's crying and hitting himself with the blocks.
Look at me, blockhead! Boom, 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 blockhead! Oh, Wait, did I lose a piece here? Did you see a piece get out of here?
What difference does it make? I see his underwear. He's bending over the table. I saw his underpants.
You got me.
That's great.
I hate being a blockhead. That was a good game.
That was great.
I thought I had something going there.
Yeah. But, yeah, well, best
hey,
of times.
You wanna play again?
No.
Right, I know. Yeah, you want like Joe DiMaggio, go out a winner, yeah?
All yeah, right, sure. I'm like Joe DiMaggio in a lot of ways.
Wasn't that fun, though? Don't you love Blockhead? It's like an intrinsically dramatic game. I love it.
It's good. Yeah, it's like Jenga, but more boring, less pieces. And it's like a Depression-era Jenga.
You played like a natural.
Thank you. Like The Natural from the movie The Natural.
No, at that last moment, I was a little nervous myself, yeah.
Yeah, no, let's keep reviewing what happened in the fucking game that took 2 minutes.
This is a good time, I think. I think we're close enough now. I feel comfortable enough now to do something I always like to do with my best friends. Okay. And that is share a most
put my pants
moment.
Tight on my cock.
No, we're going to do this. I'll go first, okay? We're going to do this, but I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks a little sweaty.
All right. Well, here I go. Okay, my story is about the movie Easy Rider and a date I went on when I was in 10th grade, I guess. Mm-hmm. Once again, we can go to the yearbook for a visual aid.
Oh yeah, let's call that back. That was a good. That was a win.
Her name was Sharon. Probably still is. She married a guy.
She's also one of my enemies.
Est.
Now. Because we're not married. She left me alone and fuck her forever. I hope she's dead.
That's Sharon. Anyway, she was a year
below. He's just showing me his conquests.
Younger. Anyway, we went to see Easy Rider. Now, here's the scenario. It's 1970.
I crushed her with my 290 pounds.
And I'm really concerned with being cool, you know? It's very important to me. And it's very important that I let Sharon know that I'm cool, too. So the embarrassing thing is, in Easy Rider... By the way, do you remember the movie?
Motorcycles, yeah.
Yeah. Well, with Jack Nicholson, yeah.
Yeah, Easy Rider.
Stopper.
Yeah, Easy Rider.
The guy, the brother, right,
Peter Fonda.
Okay. So the three of them are out there motorcycling around, taking LSD, escaping rednecks and all this business. And in the climactic scene that takes place in New Orleans where they have a big drug extravaganza and hallucinations and everything.
A drug extravaganza, it's called.
Pretended to have an LSD flashback while I was sitting in my chair next to Sharon watching the screen.
So she would think you were cool.
When all these colors and everything were going on, I started to do one of these.
He's rubbing his eyes.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
In his face.
Terrible. And like I did that because I wanted Sharon's, I wanted her to look at me with concern, like she cared about me.
Ooh, he does drugs. Ooh. I care about him now.
I mean, talk about calculatedness. I mean, understand.
You're practically
I'd never
the
even
fucking
had a
Riddler.
Beer. in my entire life, practically. And here I was pretending like I was having an LSD flashback. Oh, give me a break. Oh.
So Sam, stupid, kill myself.
Ooh, and I did that. And the worst part was, she did look at me like she cared and like, ooh, the poor guy is having a bad experience. And then I got her. And then I was happy.
Yeah, she gave you a hand job in the bathroom.
God, shiver me.
All it cost you was a small lie.
Well, yeah. What about you?
What did I do to get a hand job?
No. I was embarrassed. That's a terrible story.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of like a relief to be able to tell that to somebody instead of carrying it around all the time.
Kind of like the hand job was. A relief. I don't have to carry it around all the time.
Now I don't have to tell that story for maybe another year.
Oh, yeah. Thank God. What a horrible story.
Come on. I told one for you.
One time.
Come on.
Okay.
You little chicken.
No, I got... Okay.
Oh, it can't be that bad.
Just give me a fucking second.
I'm counting to three, and you're going to tell me the story.
Okay. I'm ready.
One, two, three. I'm listening.
One time, I struck a man with my vehicle, and okay. I looked in my rear view, and he wasn't moving.
That's more like it. Okay, yeah.
And I did go back and attempt to violate the corpse, because I was hard from the murder.
Oh, it's getting good, yeah.
Yeah, and I've never really lived that down, you know?
No.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
You did that?
I did.
Oh, come on. That doesn't fit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I should be in prison.
Oh, you are filled with surprises. Okay, go ahead. Then what happened?
Well, I was filled with surprises, and I ejaculated those surprises all over the corpse. And made a chalk outline of sorts with semen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And?
Well, there was a lot inside, so I trailed it back to my car, lit it on fire, and then it lit on fire like the fucking crow.
Oh, that, you know what? That is so deliciously embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is that more embarrassing than my story, maybe?
Probably. I mean, it's more criminal.
Look at you.
Jacking off on a dead body. Yeah, mm-hmm. Take a drink. Yeah, well, there you go. That's pretty much it.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, it's a helicopter.
Is that in your place or mine?
Probably mine from the story I just told. They're coming for me.
It sounds like a helicopter. Anyway, let's forget.
I'm going to put a gun to my head so they can't get me.
Don't write anything down.
I'll fucking kill you.
That story, so I'll remember.
Hobo Jackoff?
Yeah, that's okay, good. All right, I got it. That's good.
Yeah.
I tell you, friendship is filled with surprises, and you just blew me away with that one.
So is that old man's corpse, filled with surprises.
You know, I don't have an agenda right now. Maybe there's something else you'd like to initiate. What do you feel like talking about? Movies? We talked a little bit about movies.
Yeah, already. Sure. We could talk about movies.
Music.
Mm.
How your day's going? You know.
I mean, shitty. I almost laid down. Face first in the carpet at work today.
You know, I feel so comfy. It doesn't matter. So shoot.
Well, as long as you're comfy. Yeah, I wanted to kill myself.
I'm serious.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to kill myself.
Don't,
yeah.
Do not hesitate with me. All right, we're friends.
One time I had to put this suppository, in my butt from a hemorrhoid thing.
All right, I'm ready. You can ask. I'm prepared.
How many suppositories have you done?
You're so silly. Why didn't you just say so? Why? How much?
In volume?
Okay, well, let me see.
He's getting out his wallet.
You don't have to feel bad about it. Look, what I have is yours, okay? Let me just see.
Your Velcro wallet. Very nice.
Well.
$1.
Speaking of embarrassing moments, this is all I have in my wallet right now. But it's yours, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
It's not much, but...
No,
Let
you're
it be
right.
A token, okay?
You're right there.
Let me send this to you, okay? Can I just send this to you?
I mean, it's the least you could do. I paid to hang out with you via video.
It's all right. I know you can pay me back. It's no big deal.
I really can't, though.
That's for you. I'm sending it to you.
He's putting
it
in
right
his
out there
wallet.
So I remember, okay? Yeah. Just forget about it. It's great.
No, yeah. Thank you for the $1.
Oh, no. No. Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah, crap life.
Oh. We're having such a good time. Where are you going?
I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
That's more the realm of nightmares.
Well, I mean, after all, you know, we can always do this again sometime, sure. Mm,
I don't think so.
No, it's okay. Listen.
No, I don't know.
So you got to go, and I've got to face that, okay? I'll live. I mean, okay. That's...
As long as you're fine.
We had a great time together, in my opinion. What do you think?
I had a horrible time, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I shouldn't have told you about my crimes.
It's been good. I mean, this has been real nice.
This is a long goodbye.
And, let's do it again sometime.
No, no.
Yeah, you know where I am. I'm always right here. I'm right here.
Yeah,
and,
YouTube, rent a friend.
Oh, you gotta, promise me this, though. Write me a letter, okay? Or actually, what I'd like you to do, even better, is make a videotape of yourself and send it to me. What do you say?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like good.
Yeah.
You can play it for other people, like your cat video. Yeah, just rent one.
Okay.
Just buy one with your new dollar.
And here's the address, okay? Write it to me.
Okay.
Sam is fine. 233 East Ontario, apartment 1100, Chicago, 60611, Illinois, of course. Okay? All right.
Let's see, 233 East Ontario, Chicago.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't go. I want to take a picture of you. I can't let you go without taking a picture.
Oh, yeah, take my picture.
Just hold still, okay? That's not weird. Give me the same smile you've been giving.
This is a nice fucking building.
That's it.
This is a huge, tall building.
That's good. Great. Hey.
This is like downtown Chicago.
Can you stay for one more? I just want to take one more picture.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Is this your Prius parked out front, or?
Of you and me together.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah, get next to me. That's a silly thing to do. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Smile.
Pulling my shirt up so you can see my nibble. We did it.
You never know how those turn out, but I like to do that. It's fun. Anyway.
I know. Always great.
All right. You're in a hurry. I know. So it's been great, and take care.
You too.
I'll see you around.
Yeah. See you later, Sam.
So long, friend.
Bye, buddy.
Bye.
He's just sadly drinking his drink out of his paper cup. Screwing around with stuff by his feet. Oh, putting his jazz on. The camera is slowly panning out. There's a woman in the back, hanging, all of her blood dripping into a big bucket. And he's picking up a book. You know, but he can't concentrate because he's just thinking about the one who got away in high school. Which is all of them, apparently. There you go. Rent-A-Friend was created, written, and performed by Ben Hollis. Very nice. Very nicely done. Holy shit, you guys. This is some fucked up shit right here. Rent-A-Friend. I learned a lot. I don't know if you learned a lot about me or Sam or both, but I learned a lot about what it means to be a man. You know, I learned a lot today about myself and, how to really become the kind of person that I want to be. Also, I learned a lot about, you know, if you jack off on top of like a dead homeless man you hit with your car, don't fucking just tell a guy about it. All right, everybody. Hope you're having a good 2016. And we'll see you next time. Nobody could. Like, where are the bone dogs in? Are they in harmony?